This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 7th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The Federal Aviation Administration announced on Wednesday it's issued a final decision for redesigning the New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia metropolitan area airspace. FAA Administrator Marion C. Blakey says the move will reduce delays, fuel consumption, aircraft emissions, and noise. The formal record of decision for the airspace redesign study supports the FAA's preferred alternative, but many NIMBYs do not. After an environmental impact assessment that included more than 120 public meetings in five states, millions of potential litigants remain unhappy. About 29 million people live in the 31,000 square mile area under the proposed changes. The agency believes its ducks are in a row and appears ready for opponents to bring it on. 500,000 fewer people will be exposed to noise under this alternative, the agency claims, compared to making no change. New York's Rockland County Executive C. Scott Vanderhoof said Thursday the county is going to file a lawsuit against the FAA over its decision to redesign that airspace. The Journal News is reporting Vanderhoof has said the county believes the chosen plan violates the National Environmental Policy Act. Quote, "This particular agency is one that apparently is hell-bent on doing what it needs to do to get this plan in order, and therefore is ignoring the law. We're going to hold them to the law, and that's what this litigation is about," unquote. According to the plan, about 11,000 Rockland residents will be subjected to increased noise levels as 300 to 400 flights per day would fly over at 6,000 to 9,000 feet. The search for Steve Fawcett in the Nevada desert has grown from 600 square miles to 10,000 as more aircraft, horseback riders, and people in off-road vehicles have joined the search for the billionaire adventurer who's been missing since Monday morning. Nevada State Police spokesman Chuck Allen told the AFP News Service that a boat equipped with sonar will even search the lake near the Flying M Ranch, the last place Fawcett was seen as he took off in his Belanca Super Decathlon. Civil Air Patrol's Major Cynthia Ryan told reporters she's still hopeful, citing another case in which a missing pilot was found after a three-day search in his plane upside down hanging in his harness in a tree. Quote, "Barring some sort of catastrophic landing, this is entirely survivable. You have a man out there who has all the skills necessary," unquote. Aero News will have the latest on our website as the search continues at aero-news.net. Numbers of travelers are rising while the number of available airline seats holds steady or declines. This phenomenon is allowing airlines to fly with fewer empty seats, promising improved corporate earnings. The Dallas Morning News reports that load factors for most major airlines, expressed as a percentage of seats filled, while not as high as June and July, has set a record for the month of August. The paper reports American and Southwest both reported the highest August percentages ever. American said Wednesday it filled 85% of its seats with paying passengers in August. That's up from 82% last year. The airline reported traffic down 0.4%, but total seat miles down over 3%, raising its load factor. Southwest said it hit 80% last month. That's also up almost 3% from last year. But Southwest did it by growing passenger miles by 12.1% from a year ago. AirTran reported in at 84.3%, Continental at 85.9%, and United at 86.3%. Those are all new August records. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. A Japanese communications satellite enters granite orbit. Designers unveil stunning drawings of Spaceport America. And Dubai Aerospace officially pulls the plug on its Auckland deal. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear from four people who stand to lose if general aviation user fees are enacted. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.